How important is it to prepare for the crowd noise for Kansas City?
Very important. It's obviously something that when we first, our first team meeting, we talked about it. The guys that have played there, coached there, understand how loud it gets, and it can be disruption in itself. So, you know, something that's what you're hearing out in practice a lot.
Follow up on Audric, he was limited on Wednesday. Was that a test day and it just didn't feel right?
Yeah, I think, you know, he has a, when we look at him and past injuries that he's had, he recovers quickly from them. I think that we knew it might be a situation, you know, where we might not have him, but, you know, depending on how he responded. So we found out more information last night.
How big of a test is this for Blake? Just not only the crowd noise and how good the Chiefs secondary can play at times, but what he's had to do mechanically and getting.
Well, I think that, you know, the team, you know, and, you know, obviously the system will change a little bit and how the plays come in and how they're called and, you know, all those things. So, but I think these last couple of days have been very good for that. And then you're right, their defense is very talented. They got some guys that are ball hawk type players on their end that are looking for opportunities. They got some takeaways and, you know, they're very disruptive up front. So, you know, I think it's what is our plan, how are we going to go approach it, and then go ahead and attack it that way.
You said that Blake's been, you were pleased with him, I think, when you talked to us yesterday. Is that, how did this week go?
I thought it went very good. I thought it went very good, considering all the things that have taken place. And, you know, I thought he's handled it great. And, you know, when we watch him out in the practice field, all indications are that he's in a good place. And, you know, everything's been very positive.
Is the lack of the team's ability to run the ball effectively simply a matter of guys needing to win more one-on-one matchups?
You're right. We need to be able to run the ball better. I think there's matchups that take place up front, but I think it's just more operating as a unit and then the opportunities, you know, and have the run game incorporated because I think it helps total offense and then that commitment to it. You know, and so I think there's some variables in there that we're looking at. I wouldn't say it's just the one-on-one matchups, but I think it's, you know, just feeling good about.
As a follow-up, how much has been the lack of continuity since training camp started contributed to the running game not being able to get going?
Well, I think that, you know, every team deals with that. Yep. There's injuries with the offensive line. So I don't think we can use that as an excuse. I think that from this point on, let's evaluate and see where we're at and how it's coming together. And, you know, I think that's for me. I know what's happened in the past. I think now it's more, all right, let's see how what takes place now. And for a couple of weeks there, we're looking at, okay, what can we do? How can we analyze this? Is there anything that we can do to help this run game out? We made some changes, and now let's see.
Will Hackett be on the field or the coach's box?
On the field.
And then he'll talk right to Blake?
Yeah.
Okay. How do you think Nate has reacted this week, adding this to his plate?
I thought he's done a phenomenal job. You know, because his roles change. He's still in the meetings with the quarterback, so he's still doing that part of it, and he's also coordinating the offense. So, you know, he needs to have energy, which he does, you know, to do that. But I thought he's really done a good job. Fortunate that he's done it before. You know, his experience as being a coordinator has really paid off. He came into it, moved, and it was really seamless.
Gustus, Eric Berry commanded a secondary about as well as you'd hope from that spot.
Eric Berry? Yeah. Very, very good. He's got a lot of respect around the league just for the type of player he is. And I think he's in total command back there. And he's a great communicator, a great player as well. So obviously what they did with him, you know, and how much they respect him. And there's a reason why it shows up on the tape.
I'm curious just about one thing. When you're pumping the crowd noise, why not just turn the music up really, really loud instead of actual crowd noise? Is there a difference? I mean,
well, today we did more crowd noise because we could get it louder.
Okay.
You know, so we did music, and you know that was good too. But the crowd noise was more deafening.
Are the returner positions still kind of in flux, or is there different combinations that you guys want to try in the future?
No, I think it's. It's still a competitive situation, but we know what we're going to do for this game.
You said the players were anxious last week. How do you combat that for Sunday?
You know what? Last week regarding going into Thursday's game, you know, there's a couple things. One, we felt like, you know, to have a quick turnaround would be good. And now after that game, we needed some time, you know, so to go back and kind of look at things. And like I said, the decisions we made and the direction we wanted to go, this has benefited us some. and to incorporate a system like we're doing. So I think that that's been a good thing. I know the players, in talking to them, it's just a different demeanor, a different look compared to where it has been. And, you know, so now we just got to go out there and perform.